Okay. Virginia, what can you tell me about lab-grown diamonds?
Well, I can tell you right now, John, I see a lot of them coming into the marketplace. Frankly, I see this flood coming of websites dedicated to stones, starting with the De Beers light box that has the pink, white, and blue diamonds to offer. But I see plenty of other colorless material out there. And I will say this, as an appraiser, I'm kind of always looking for the part that might be something somebody's trying to slip through the cracks and be fraudulent about. And right now, I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeing is a very honest, forthright approach that says, this is a lab-grown diamond. Here's the lab-grown diamond report.
Aren't those laser inscripted too?
Yes, most of them are laser inscripted.
Yeah, the big ones are.
I believe they're trying to sell them as they are,
yeah,
which are lab-created diamonds. And also, GIA now will be coming out with a report for lab-created diamonds,
yes,
that will give all the same proportional properties like you would get with a natural stone. But obviously, it'll be a slightly different laboratory report style. They're recognizing also that the laboratory diamonds are here to stay and will be in the marketplace, be like any other diamond, repurposed, reset, and redone.
Yeah, well, I'm getting this flood of diamond dealers calling me, going, we got lab-grown diamonds now. It's, you know, do you need anything? Just hold your horses here. You know, when I want something, I'll get it. But, you know.
Okay. But I mean, are the prices that much better to lure you in to start making some of your designs with lab-grown diamonds?
Well, yes, they are.
Okay.
And I also have to look at my clients, because my clients usually want real diamonds. And then there's a small percentage of the clients, the younger ones, that really can't afford what they want. They want a big diamond, but they've got a smaller pocketbook. So they're looking at the lab grounds. And I'm happy to get it for them, just as long as everyone knows where we are. But the lab grounds are, they're dropping in price. They're flooding the market. It's being flooded now. Is that not your experience?
Well, it is my experience, and the price is coming down because there'll be more and more material out there as they make more and more. I think, you know, some of the young people, even though they are looking at the synthetic diamonds, I think they feel sometimes a little better about buying those than they do diamonds that are mined from the earth, as they are very concerned about the earth in general, and what mining does to the earth, whether it's for gemstones of any type.
Right.
And now we have people in the natural diamond industry that are tracing stones from mine to finish good.
There's a limited supply period.
Right. And you can't make them like you can the lab diamonds. And making sure that things are done properly and handled properly and people are compensated properly. But that also adds an additional cost to a natural diamond to have that trace in place.
Absolutely.
Looking for a fashion piece of jewelry, or you just want to look, sometimes a lab-grown diamond will manage to do that and not have any of the guilt. So, John, on a cost per carat, what do you think the lab diamonds are like right now in the marketplace?
Currently, they're about 50% less.
Okay.
Currently.
For what? The retailer, the wholesaler, the individual buying online?
All of them.
Okay.
They've cut the cost in half. They're really worth.
Do you think they're going to go lower as more production comes on the market?
It's obvious. The more they make, the less they're going to be worth. And they're getting better at making them.
I don't think lab diamonds are going to go that low, but what's your thoughts?
I think they're still going to go lower because they're making them like crazy. And you look at the curve of you know, supply and demand.
Yeah, but it costs more money to make lab-grown diamonds than it does the other synthetic.
Oh, yeah, it does. Well, for sure. It's very complicated and very pricey. But the Chinese are knocking them out like you wouldn't believe. Tons of
I thought the Russians were doing a great job with it too.
Well, they
from
are.
What I
they
heard.
Are. They are.
The Chinese have become very aggressive.
They're getting it there fast, is what they're doing. They grew.
Well, there's demand. Right. It's all these smaller stones that are commercially available.
Yeah, 15.
But we will be seeing it, I believe, in the next 5 years, John.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
I
they're going to be huge.
Anyway, we'll talk about this again as time goes on.
Bye for now.
Okay. Bye.